Committee hears the latest on land use and transportation plan audit. Volunteers vital for James River Humane Society. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown Building Planning and Zoning Committee received a presentation on the Jamestown Land Use and Transportation Plan audit on Thursday. David Sweeney with SRF Consulting provided the latest information on the audit, giving a review of the comprehensive plan that was created 5 years ago.
This is the document that provides the foundation for planning and zoning. It's got the future land use plan, so that's the guidance for all of the planning and zoning decisions that are made in the community.
Some improvements in the LUTP included the Downtown Road Diet Project, improvements in the downtown area, and University of Jamestown. Other items included relocation of the Ann Carlson Center and transportation issues in cooperation with the NDDOT. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. The James River Humane Society continues to operate and find homes for cats and dogs in the area. The nonprofit no-kill shelter has continued to rely on donations of money or supplies to keep operations running smoothly amid the pandemic. Because fundraisers were limited in 2020, member Jane Nitschke says they're hoping their newest fundraiser will go over well.
Because in the month of March, we're going to be making Coogan. We're going to be making peach, blueberry, and prune. And they're going to sell for $10, and you need to place your order now. And then when we get them made, we'll call you and let you know, and then you can pick them up. And I'm telling you what, we make good Coogan.
Another part of the nonprofit is the need for volunteers. Find more at newsdakota.com. And North Dakota Republican Governor Doug Burgum and the state's all GOP congressional delegation want President Joe Biden to reconsider his revocation of the permit for the long-disputed Keystone XL oil pipeline. Burgum said in a statement that revoking the permit is wrong for the country and has a chilling effect on private sector investment in much-needed infrastructure projects. That's a check of your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.